This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Covers the LSU Fighting Tigers for LSU Country. Also, Sports Illustrated is Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. I know, man, it's been quite a 24-hour ride for LSU in a lot of different ways. But before we get starting baseball, I'll ask you about what happened Saturday with Chase Thomas. I saw Chase probably three, maybe four times last year at Destrehan. Destrehan's not too far from where I live today. And when I first saw Chase, he was playing receiver. And my thing is, how many receivers can the Wildcats have? Man, they're absolutely loaded. I mean, every one of those guys are going to play at the collegiate level. And then he got moved over to the safety position. And I told people, hey, that guy's got instincts you can't teach for that position. He's a really smart football player, great competitor, the son of former NFL and Saints cornerback Fred Thomas. So you see he's got some pedigree there, but he's a long, lean guy. Zach, I'll be honest with you. If I'm LSU, my first thing is, you know what? Show me that you can't play corner. Because that's where I'd put him first, to see if he could play corner. If not, I know he can play safety, but a tremendous athlete. Your thoughts on Chase Thomas? Because all of a sudden now, over the last 45 days, I've gotten all kind of calls about Chase. He's become a hot guy on the recruiting trail. You couldn't have said that probably in January.
Yeah, no, Mike. First of all, I appreciate you for having me on. And first things first, when you talk about Chase Thomas, this is a guy who's not necessarily a late bloomer. Obviously, he's going into a senior campaign, but, man, he really burst on the scene in a big way towards the back end of his junior season. And like you said, he became a hot commodity on the recruiting trail, and LSU remained in contact with him for a pretty long time. This is a guy who they had on their radar for, like I said, quite some time. And then you brought in Jake Olson, the new LSU safeties coach, and he loved what he saw from Thomas. And ultimately, this became one of those situations where if he showed out during a camp, he was going to get that offer. And Mike, I'll tell you, he got to the LSU elite camp. Right when he got there, he went through testing. And before he even did anything else, he received that offer. Brian Kelly and the staff walked over to him, handed him the offer, and the rest is history. He shut down his recruiting process, let's say, 3 weeks after. So it's a really big commitment. And to what you're saying, there's absolutely a good point to that. Just the fact that he can play all around the defensive backfield, but show me that you can't play corner. He's a versatile athlete who can do it all in the defensive backfield. So certainly LSU could use him as a safety, but prove to me that you can't play cornerback first, because he's a true athlete who can do it all in the football field. And LSU went out, got him. And he, like I said, hot commodity on the recruiting trail, and LSU got him over a bunch of other schools like Texas Tech, Houston, et cetera. So it's a big time recruiting win. And now you add your first defensive back to this 2025 recruiting class. And hopefully you can stack a couple more over the next couple of months before that early signing period in December.
I told a head coach who didn't get him the exactly same thing you just finished saying I was talking about before. I put him at corner. because he's such a good athlete and he's built for the position. He's not a small corner now by any stretch, and he's aggressive out on the field. So congratulations to Jace, and I think he'll do a really, really good job. And that's a talented Destrehan team. And, Zach, I'll be honest with you. When I saw him in that group of receivers, I'm like, man, could Destrehan have any more wideouts than what they got? Every one of those guys are going to play at the next level. They're that talented at Destrehan with that position. Almost Destrehan's become wide receiver sort of high school, and just like LSU's become wide receiver university. Your thoughts on what's happened with Jared Jones, because that's been the hot topic. We see all the selections. We into round 10 now, and Jared has not been selected. He can return for another season. You saw the potential in him. You saw his growth as a player throughout the season where, you know, I think he was home run or strikeout. But he became a much better overall hitter as the season progressed. And a lot of teams said, man, the heck with that. Go take your base. I'm going to walk you. I'm not going to pitch to you because that thing's going over the top. Your thoughts on what has happened with Jared Jones, and thoughts on now that round 10 is here. He hasn't been selected. That seems to be a pretty good chance he's going to come back to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, no, shifting focus over to baseball. Jared Jones, that's a hot topic right now. Sheer power at the plate. Just sheer power at the plate. But learning to become more disciplined in that area is going to be something that's going to be needed over the next couple of years in order to develop more as a player. Just stay more disciplined, and the power speaks for itself. So there's a couple of things that needs to improve there. But looking at right now, with him not drafted to the first 10 rounds, I certainly believe that gives you a pretty solid chance of returning to Baton Rouge. This is a guy who showed tremendous growth from year one to year two. Obviously, he's a draft-eligible sophomore right now, so he still has a lot more time to develop if need be in college. I wouldn't be surprised if he returned, but you just never know in baseball, because the way that the money's dished out, he could get drafted late and somebody could still overpay him for that slot value. So there's a couple of different variables in here when it comes to Jared Jones and obviously his next step in his baseball career, whether it be return to Baton Rouge or go pro. But yeah, no, it's definitely a headliner right now, knowing that he's not been selected yet, because if you can add a power hitter like that to your lineup in 2025, this LSU roster is starting to truly shape up to something special. But it's kind of wait and see mode now. What's going to happen with Jared Jones over the next couple of hours or tomorrow, whatever it's going to be. But yeah, certainly a hot topic right now when it comes to him and his baseball future.
Were you surprised with Billy Smith's confirmation that he wouldn't go in the draft? He was with the number one ranked right-handed pitcher in the country from Catholic High, and that he decides at a late moment, I'm pulling out, which means to me, I think they went in there with a certain money figure. Nobody was going to pay that. And so, you know what? The heck with it. We're just going to go to LSU. Your thoughts on Smith? I mean, he's a hometown guy. He certainly has a spot, man. But we were talking about Johnson last year almost the exact same way, and it didn't really work out for him, and now he's at Oklahoma.
Yeah, Mike, I'm glad you brought up that Cam Johnson little tidbit right there, because there's certainly a type of, you know, similarities between the two when it comes to the MLB draft and deciding to pull out and go elsewhere. But when I look at William Schmidt, I mean, this is a guy who is truly phenomenal. His arsenal of pitches is outstanding. His curveball is one of the most developed in the high school game, which is what ultimately has him as the number one ranked right-handed pitcher in all of America when it comes to high school ranks. So this is a guy who's truly developing well. He had a fantastic season at Catholic High to close out his high school career. They were the number one ranked team on max prep. But kind of to stick back to what you were saying, my thoughts on him as a whole, it's a tremendous get. Ultimately, a organization might not have wanted to, let's say, reach that asking price that he might have wanted. And now LSU gets a major, major win. This is going to be the highest-ranked recruit to ever make it to Baton Rouge, to ever make it to campus. And William Schmidt is a top-five guy. So getting him to campus is a tremendous, tremendous victory for Jay Johnson and this LSU staff. And now you see what you can do over the next 3 years, because this is a guy who's going to be eligible after his junior year. He's not going to be a draft-eligible sophomore like, let's say, Jared Jones right now. So you get him on campus for 3 years, and it's going to be fun to watch him develop, because his arsenal of pitches is truly remarkable, and it's a weekend starter type of guy as a true freshman. So it's going to be really fun, and it's a big victory. Like I've said a couple of times, it doesn't get much bigger than Schmidt getting to campus.
Yeah, the number 16 overall prospect via MLB.com's big board, that is gigantic. And as you mentioned, Zach, you put out a great tweet about three of the top 15 players in America as far as these high school prospects are coming to campus. It's just a great weekend for what Jay Johnson was able to accomplish. Schmidt is one of them, the number one ranked right-handed pitcher, but you also mentioned Aaron Bidet, who's the number one ranked catcher, and Derek Curiel, the number 10 overall prospect as well. So, I mean, it's not just Schmidt. Like, the freshmen that are coming in, there's tons of talent in this upcoming class.
It's remarkable, man. Like, What Jay Johnson's done on the recruiting trail is nothing short of unprecedented. To get three of the top 15 players in the 2024 class to campus is unheard of. And yes, it could speak to the new NIL age and all the new things that are changing in the sport, but it also shows just how, you know, enticing it is to come play in Baton Rouge and play in Alex Box and, you know, play for somebody like Jay Johnson. I mean, this is one of the best coaches in all of college baseball, and he's a recruiting guru, and he's shown it over the last couple of years. So it's a major, major victory for this program, and it's really setting them up for the future, because this true freshman class in 2024 was phenomenal. It was fantastic. You had three guys in the lineup starting as true freshmen. And now you add a 2024 class that has three more impactful guys. So the future is bright in Baton Rouge. LSU's really got some impressive, impressive youngsters. And now you can bring in Schmidt, Curiel, and the number one ranked catcher in the country as well. So the future is bright, and it speaks to it's a true testament to what Jay Johnson's doing for the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Circling back around to the draft-eligible sophomore, Zach, I think it's pretty interesting that, you know, you're through 10 rounds now. It's officially done. So tomorrow we'll continue from rounds 11 through 20. Jared Jones still has not been selected. I think that is stunning to everyone that's been covering it for a while now that, you know, the performance that he had at, you know, the combine and how he was slugging, and it just looked like he was going to start his professional career. And now that's kind of in question. As you mentioned, he's a draft-eligible sophomore, so he could potentially come back to LSU for his junior campaign and still have some semblance of, I guess, negotiation leverage, right, for when he gets drafted next year, and he can improve his draft stock. He's instantly almost becomes one of the best returning hitters in the SEC for 2025. I think it's an enticing decision that he has to make. At the same time, you know, similar with Griffin Herring, who went back in the sixth round to the Yankees, he's already announced that he's going, so that's a piece that they've lost. The dominoes are starting to fall into place, though. Jared Jones is now more likely to come back to campus than I think we would have originally anticipated.
Completely agreed on that wholeheartedly. Griffin Herring is gone. A source confirmed that, and I spoke with other people, and he made the announcement that he's gone. So that's a big-time loss in your pitching arsenal. But, you know, like I said, you have a lot of guys that are there in that pitching rotation that can step in and enter the mix. Jared Jones, a guy who's tremendous power. you want to keep him in this lineup. You want to do anything you can to entice him to come back to campus. But look, days one and two are done. It's hard for me to imagine him going on day three and putting pen to paper on a pro contract. I would love to see him come back to campus, continue developing, and then I'm going to double down on what you said as well about him being a draft-eligible sophomore. He can still come back after his junior year if need be. So this is a guy who has 2 years of eligibility, and it's going to be an intriguing next couple of days to see what he does, because that would be a monstrous get to get him back to campus.
Zach, one last question on Luke Hayden, who you got from Indiana State. He goes 239 overall to the Cincinnati Reds. Transfer guy. I think we'll find out a little bit more probably over the next couple of days on Luke, but initial thoughts on him going that way with Cincinnati. Do you think he ends up in Baton Rouge?
That's a tricky one, Mike, just because you have a lot of guys in this pitching rotation right now that could just demand weekend starting duties. Luke Hayden was Indiana State's ace. He's a fantastic pitcher. And I've used the word arsenal a bunch of times today, but his pitching arsenal is truly phenomenal. So boosting his draft stock could be a little challenging if he makes his way to Baton Rouge, just because there are so many talented guys in that room. For me, if you were asking me, I would expect him to put pen to paper and sign his pro contract, but we're going to know more over the next couple of days, see what happens there. But that's been a guy who's been on the fence when it comes to going pro or making his way to LSU. And look, hopefully I'm wrong. This is a guy that you would love to have make his way to LSU and just make that pitching rotation deeper. But no surprise at all seeing him go on day two. This is a guy who has a fantastic, fantastic group of pitches. And it'll be exciting to see what happens over the next couple of days.
Going back to day one real quick, Zach, and this is my last one for you. Were you kind of surprised by Tommy White's slide? And also, to a lesser extent, Luke Holman. I know that he went 71st overall. He was like the 45th ranked prospect on MLB.com's big board. Tommy White, I think, was a little bit more shocking that he fell out of the first round into the start of the second, where the Oakland A's took him at pick 40. But what was your kind of take on that with Tommy and then also Luke?
Yeah, hitting on Tommy White first. I was surprised that he dropped that low. The buzz was that he was going to be a late first rounder, bright and early first, second round. So to see him fall to that, 40th slot was a little bit surprising to me, just because he brings so much power and such an advanced bat to the next level. Obviously, discipline at the plate is going to be something that he needs to improve on for the future, but you can't really teach that power that he has. Obviously, discipline is going to be his best friend over the next couple of years and the growth of his game, similar to that of Jared Jones. Those are two guys who Mike was talking earlier a little bit about, hit or miss. Is he going to strike out or is he going to hit a bomb? So for Tommy White, it's going to be similar to Jared Jones when it comes to growing in that department of staying disciplined at the plate, knowing when to swing, when not to, and working from there. And then fast-forwarding over to Luke Holman, like you were saying, I didn't expect him to fall to that 70 range just because he was one of those top 40, top 50 players. But he's going into a situation where hopefully he can continue to develop, and he's a true ace. Jay Johnson's spoken as highly of Luke Holman as I've seen him speak of any player. He loves him. He feels like he's a true pro and a guy that could cruise through the minors if all things go accordingly. So Cincinnati got a good one, and it's going to be truly exciting to see where he goes for the future. But Luke's a fantastic guy. He's disciplined. He comes from a good family, and I'm very proud of him for ultimately getting to this next step in his career. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens over the next couple of years.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. And thank God for this Major League Baseball draft, transfer portal stuff. Man, it gives us material,
busy,
brother.
Man.
We kind of thank the sports gods a little bit for giving us a little bit in between right before football season cranks up. And then we'll have a lot more to talk about once that happens. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Zach.
You. Zach Nagy, a publisher of LSU Country, also writes for Sports Illustrated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.